Trump rips Rand Paul after senator rejects debt ceiling hike in One Big Beautiful Bill. By Nick Gilbertson on June 3, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump ripped Senator Rand Paul, RKY, on Tuesday after the senator told Breitbart News he cannot get behind the two-year raise in the debt ceiling in the One Big Beautiful Bill, though he likes other aspects of the bill. Trump took to Truth Social to call out the Kentucky senator. Rand Paul has very little understanding of the BBB, especially the tremendous growth that is coming. He loves voting no on everything, he thinks it's good politics, but it's not. The BBB is a big winner. He wrote. Rand votes no on everything, but never has any practical or constructive ideas. His ideas are actually crazy, losers. The people of Kentucky can't stand him. This is a big growth bill. He added in a follow-up post. Trump's criticism of Paul comes as the senator told Breitbart News Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle about the positives and negatives he sees in the bill. I support the tax cuts. I voted for them in 2017, Paul said. I support making the tax cuts permanent. I support and voted for basically allowing the tips. The no tax on tips, and in fact it passed the Senate unanimously. I'm hoping they will do that in the House and take it out of the big beautiful bill and do it separately by unanimous consent. If we do that, it actually makes the bill a little easier in terms of the accounting numbers if that part is taken out. I'm for the tax cuts, for making the tax cuts permanent. I'm for as many spending cuts as we can get Republicans to vote for, but even if that's not perfect, I'd still vote for the tax cuts and the spending cuts. The thing I am adamantly opposed to is raising the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. I've proposed an alternative, instead of $5 trillion, which is estimated to be 2 years worth of debt. I've said let's do 3 months worth of debt because I don't trust the Republican leadership to enact spending cuts. We give them 3 months worth, which is about $500 billion. Which is hard to believe that $500 billion is only 3 months of borrowing. Borrow for 3 months and then have the debate again. I have the opposite opinion of what many others have. People say, we don't want to vote on the debt ceiling, it's embarrassing. Let's just do 2 years and then we only have to vote once during the entire Trump administration. I'd vote on it every day if I had the choice. 3 months, 3 or 4 or 5 months, it's more reasonable, Paul added. Shortly after Trump's post on Tuesday morning, Paul took to Twitter to share that at least four GOP senators feel the same as he does.